Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back on a Halloween Friday. Midday show. Hugh
happy
Douglas.
Happy Halloween.
Shows you happy Halloween. Trick-or-treating just a few hours away here. I'm excited. Get that candy out, Hugh. Come on.
Mm-mm, not going
to
do
what
it.
What do you think you're more likely to bend on? The candy for the kids in the neighborhood or 3 first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
I'll probably get a 3-round draft pick up first before
but
I get
that's insane.
Candy. Just
put a bucket of candy out. How hard is it?
No. Not doing that.
Have we unpacked why?
Nah, just don't want to do
we
it.
We know why.
Not friendly.
You know, friendly is a choice. You just wake up today and be friendly.
I'm friendly-ish, but no, I'm not that friendly.
So candy
nobody's
is
friendly-ish. You're either friendly
I am
or
friendly-ish.
You're not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like
no, you're
you
just
know,
not friendly. It's
I don't
okay.
like I don't like man hugs every now and then. I will let a few slide through.
But a hug from a stranger is far different than candy.
Yeah, but
kids
just
on.
Like, it's just like you know I'm not a big fan of small talk. Not a fan of small talk.
Yeah,
I like the long talk every now and then. Mm. And then you know the kids knocking on a little trick or treat. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it is interesting that you like long talking and hate small talk.
No, I like
long talk. Takes like way triple easier. The time.
I like yeah. interesting conversations. But you know sometimes you know you get caught into them. You know, those infinite loops of, you know, hey, what do you think of the Eagles?
I don't think that doesn't happen on
what
Halloween.
What do you think of the Eagles?
I mean, that's
well,
not
real.
I think they're second best team in the NFL.
Yeah, whoa, you know what? Whoa. How about getting Myles second. Garrett? They'd be the first best team.
Man, that might be true, but what are we giving up to do that?
3 first-round picks. we know
like
the price.
Sounds like a lot.
No, it sounds fair to me. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones in a second here. Your reaction to the Myles Garrett trade conversation. Would you give up the 3 first-rounders? And what Jason Kelce said about the Bryce Harper-Dave Dombrowski feud, do you agree with him that it was really about him questioning the potential moving forward more than the criticism of what just was? But Hugh, we got a couple of things here to keep an eye on moving forward. Let's start with the ESPN YouTube TV issue. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It sounds like, has it happened already or about to happen? YouTube TV, I know a lot of people now have different ways of watching TV. It's not this, obviously cord cutting is huge now, but YouTube TV has become a big one. And ESPN, ABC, all the Disney properties, they're apparently in a dispute. They're off. And Hugh, the next Eagles game, of course, a week from Monday night, is an ESPN Monday night football game, which means if you have YouTube TV and they don't settle this, you're out of luck. Hugh, do you have YouTube TV?
Yes, I do.
Kyle, do you have YouTube TV?
Yep.
I do not. So you guys, what are you guys going to do?
They don't. Well, look, I'll go to the bar if I have to.
Yeah, right.
But I don't want to have to go to the bar on a Monday night.
I know. We got to wake up early for a show Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, you know what the funny thing about this is? Hmm. Remember, like, what was it, about 10, 15 years ago, the whole thing to cut the cord and make it cheaper?
Yep.
Like, when we added, if you added up, if you went back.
It's not
and
cheaper.
You added up all the streaming services that you have.
It goes right back to what cable was.
Joe. And they, you remember how they sucked us in? It's only $5. And then it went to $30. Remember, Netflix was only like a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it became bigger. And Netflix was one where they wanted you to share the Netflix.
And now you can't anymore.
And now you can't.
They put the restrictions on that.
You might as well go back to cable and pick your own tier.
So I have cable, and I probably pay more per month than some people do. But I sleep good at night.
Yeah, because you could pop on the television. Because see, like for me, you know, it's the Fire Stick thing where you can only watch certain channels in certain rooms.
Yeah, right.
And it's like if you get rid of YouTube TV, if you get rid of ESPN on YouTube TV, hey, you might as well go back to cable.
Yeah, I don't know how everyone feels but if this was me, I would be furious.
You know,
I would consider leaving that whatever streaming service I'm on if they don't give me my channels.
But see, I'm saying all that not knowing how much cable costs. So I would probably back off of that if I actually knew the actual price.
Well, so here's what I'm
wondering. It's in the 200s.
Well,
I get the internet with it too.
Oh,
they take away this whole Disney package.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna ask us to pay less for YouTube TV.
No.
But you know what I think could happen? If they come to this deal with ESPN and Disney, are they gonna make me pay more?
Probably.
Because they had to pay more?
Well, but
that's a joke.
I agree. It is funny, Hugh, because that was the thought that
get violated now. This is about to happen. Because, what are you going to do? Remember, a few years ago where they were talking about taking away the games and then they raised the prices? Was that Fox? Which one is it?
I forget. I mean, it feels like every year or so someone's in dispute. Yeah.
Earlier this year was NBC.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's what it was.
And they kept telling you all these channels are in danger. Like, they keep threatening us, by the way.
That's who loses.
It's like, we're not negotiating with you, though.
No, the consumer always loses in this.
This is crazy.
All right, speaking of money issues, you hear the latest about Jerry Jones here.
No.
So Jerry was quoted by the Wall Street Journal. So he was the question was really about the Cowboys and the team and focus on what's realistic, trading for players, like the trade deadline stuff, right? And then he gave this quote that kind of made people raise their eyebrows. Quote, there's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys.
The absolute glory hole.
Quote, there's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. There's been rumors out there for years that Jerry and his non-Cowboys businesses have not made as much money in recent years as they used to. And it has affected the bottom line of the Cowboys. Like how the Eagles, we always talk about cash versus cap, right? It's not just always the cap. It's the cash that Jeff Lurie is willing to pay out. Well, there's been speculation for years here that Jerry doesn't have as much cash to give away as other teams because his non-football money isn't what it used to be. This kind of makes you think that there's something to that, that his non-football revenue streams have dried up a little bit and it's impacted the Cowboys.
So Jerry Jones is lightweight broke. And that's why he's having all these disputes with paying cap. But wait a minute,
it's why Mike is on the Packers, not the Cowboys.
But wait a minute, didn't they pay the corner after they traded Micah? Somebody got paid after they traded
Micah. Sure, but it wasn't Micah money.
Yeah, but there's revenue sharing in the NFL.
Yeah, but you're right. But there's always the cash versus cap. Like cap, you could spread the money up, but cash is
like
up front.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
He's cried poverty for a while. I don't have enough money to sign Derrick Henry. I can't sign Micah Parsons.
Maybe you need to give up that yakata. Well, turn that yakata
sure,
in.
Yeah.
How much you get for a used yakata nowadays?
You know, I got to be honest. I haven't sold any used yakatas in a while. Like,
that's not really my space.
No, I'm saying because when you sell a used, you get it like a discount. What? How do they depreciate?
We work in radio, Hugh. I don't know how many people around here have yakatas. All right, this is radio station.
Yeah, it's a couple people. Like there was a run on yakata the last couple of years because what? Mr. Lurie got a yakata?
But these are rich people.
Like stupid rich people. Who is that? Arthur Blank got a yakata a few years ago.
How much do yachts cost? Let's ballpark this.
Probably a couple, at least a bill.
No, more than that.
You think?
Yes.
How much is a nice yakata?
All right, we'll look this up. We'll talk to Mike at Summerdale. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? You know what? Hugh's never going to go back on that defensive necessity to the luxury. So that's why he's going to continue to poo-poo the Miles Garrett.
People see right through
you. I mean, it's so easy, Mike,
I'm not attacking you. I understand you.
Yes,
I listened to you. You explained your take on to me before, so I get where you're coming from. But that would be the monetary gain. Now you have it level because they're putting money allocated funds to the defense. And they're going to have to do that eventually. I mean, your quarterback, our quarterback, is going to have to win games. He's not going to have two top receivers forever. So they're going to have to go to a draft and find another guy on that second if they do move on from AJ. So I just think it's a no-brainer. You're not getting – the next two picks, you're not getting a Miles Garrett. I don't care who it is. I don't care who's there. You're not getting a Myles Garrett. So that's how I see it. Go get him. Do you want to win championships? Do we want to back to back?
Let's go. Yes, we do, Mike.
Why don't you want to just glance off and just go through, run through the NFC? Don't we just want to run through the NFC and win a championship,
Mike? Mike, we've won two championships without Mike.
Yeah, but
may I please allow the finish?
Go ahead.
I love how fired up Mike is. We
have went to four Super Bowls, right, and won two championships.
Without
a player of Myles Garrett's caliber.
Well, hold on. The first Super Bowl was the player?
T.O. No.
T.O. the first one.
No, I meant we're talking defense. We're talking defense. Who is the player that we went to the Super Bowl with the caliber?
None.
Hassan Reddick.
Well, I mean, he's a good player, but he's not on Myles' caliber.
But hold on. That's a crazy bar, though. Myles Garrett is like caliber.
This is the bar that you've set it at because everybody's agreeing that if we good get call, Myles Mike. Garrett, we're going to the Super Bowl.
So I agree with you. You don't need a all-time great defensive player to get there, but you need a better defense than they have. So how do I get this defense to that level? Like, can I just paint a picture for you?
The defense that you won the first Super Bowl with.
No, hold on. Do you need a Patrick Mahomes to go to the Super Bowl? No.
Does it make it easier if you do?
Of course.
We are changing the argument. Let's keep the same. No, it's not. We are adding different variables into this argument.
But you said you need an all-time defensive player.
No, I didn't say you need it all. Like, I'm saying we have had success without having a player of Myles Garrett's caliber.
Agreed, because the collective on defense was better. I believe this. All the four times they've been to the...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Super Bowl, and since 2004, they've had a top 10 defense.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get a top 10 defense by hook or by crook, by hoping what we have here becomes that, or this guy instantly makes them a top 10 defense. So you're right. You go back to 2017, 2020. Like, they didn't have a bunch of Hall of Famers running around in those defenses, but they played like a top 10 defense.
And Myles Garrett, like, I think people are missing the point. I would love to have Myles Garrett on this team. That's number one. I am not willing to give up all of that to get him. That's what I'm saying. And it is simple as that. And as far as my take is concerned, Mike, my take is iconic. My take will live in infamy no matter what happens after this.
It's crumbling.
Because it's about to die.
My take lives in your headspace forever. The fact that we're still talking about the hottest take that I've ever had on this radio station 3 years later, I have won. Whether or not you wanna concede that, Joe, I won the hot take wars. I won that.
If you want to claim that,
I mean, claim it. I claim it. I claim it
because AI told you.
I claim it with my chest.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'm saying it with my chest.
If they, I promise everyone, if they introduce Myles Garrett in a press conference next Wednesday, we're having a take funeral for your take.
And I will be there for it, and I will eulogize my take.
I need pallbearers. I need everyone here for this.
I was about to say we'll get Big Game Dante to sing for us, but he probably ain't going to return phone calls. He didn't blow up.
Now, national anthem at a funeral.
Well, not so much the national anthem. We're going to see if we can get him to sing. Mahalia Jackson's in the upper room.
Oh, well, that is our funeral
song. I need to probably hit one of these churches in Philadelphia this weekend and see if I can find somebody.
The great Reverend Hugh Douglas.
You need to put some church clothes on and see what I can find.
Let me throw this scenario at you guys, because we keep talking about, you know, is it worth it, not worth it, it's a dynasty, Super Bowl this year. I just want you to picture this moment, okay? NFC divisional round. Eagles are up 24-20. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. 24-20 Eagles, 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. You pick the team they're facing. I mean, they're all good, right? The Rams.
Okay, we're running the Kansas City back. You're talking about the NFC Championship. I thought you meant the Super Bowl.
So Rams, Packers, Lions. You pick your opponent.
I'll take the Rams because it feels like we might run into the Rams again.
We're up 4. We're on the field. Do you hope or do you believe we're going to finish that game and get to the next round? Because the defense we have right now and the pass rush we have right now and the second corner we have, I'd be sitting there on my couch, biting my nails and hoping. With Myles Garrett, I would feel like we're going to get the stop.
I believe. I don't hope anything. I believe it because
So you're lying to yourself.
We've done that before.
Not this
year. We've done this that year? Before. Yeah. Didn't we play the Rams this year?
Yeah, we won on a. They walked right down
did
the
we
field.
Play the Rams?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Wait. Was the objective?
Did we win?
Hold on. Was the defense's objective? No, timeout. When the defense got on the field, was the objective give up a makeable field goal attempt?
No.
It was to get the stop, and they got lucky. They blocked the kick. But can we be real?
To come back from down 16.
Can we be real?
No.
The Rams kicked our defense's ass. Right,
Kyle, NFC.
Who won the game?
NFC division around.
I forgot. It's been a lot of football to be played. Let me go look at the Eagles' schedule and see who they lost.
You know what this is? This is semantics.
Because really is.
Winning on a blocked kick is hope. Kyle, I'll ask you the same question.
What gives you a better chance to win? Your defense giving up 10 points or your defense giving up 32?
Let me ask Kyle the same question.
It's a very simple question.
Hugh is filibustered through it. Here's the question. 24-20, NFC division around. 24-20, Eagles. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Stafford has the ball. No Myles Garrett. Same defense we have now. Do you hope or believe they're going to win?
If we just have our defense now?
Yeah, I just hope they're going to win.
It's just hope, yeah.
Right. If they have Myles Garrett?
33-20.
Oh, it's... Belief. We're not giving up another yard with Myles Garrett. We already established this.
33-26.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? You to sit here with a straight face and say the defense got a stop on Stafford at the end is a joke.
No, and then our quarterback...
They walked down the field.
117.4 rating.
They walked straight down the field to win the game.
26 yards and 3 tutties.
Yeah, we almost lost the game.
I mean, they really should have lost.
You're making our point for us.
3 tutties. No, I'm just looking. Listen, I didn't see the game. I don't even call it.
Yeah, the fact that our defense didn't play well, Hugh.
I'm looking at the box score.
It's a joke.
The box score is that we scored more points than we won.
Box score watching is for clowns, okay? Black Gritty is up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Let me go get my face paint.
Go ahead. What's up, Black Gritty?
Give me some runway today. I got some stuff. First of all, there's a snake in my boot, Pokemon, and play on my emotions is like play on my money. Huey, don't play with my money.
Don't play with my money.
Oh, first of all, Dombrowski basically crashed the car and then threw the keys at Bryce Harper. And y'all over here like a Scooby-Doo talking about Bryce Harper. This man has done a terrible job getting me my championship. And now we talk about Bryce Harper. So, yeah, he's going to give him $50 million because he did the razzle-dazzle. You finally get to it. It took you all week to get to this man doing the okey-doke. He smacked you with the left hand and then blamed Bryce with the right. And y'all over here looking at Bryce. Dombrowski needs to do a better job. That's what that is. Secondly, Hugh Douglas, now I know that you're a man of great means, but you're also a limited man. And these people are talking to you in the wrong fashion. Let me speak to you in the right fashion.
Okay, go for it, Black Greg.
How would you feel about giving up 2 second-round picks and 1 first-round pick for Myles Garrett? How would you feel about that?
I would do that.
Because when I win the Super Bowl back-to-back for the first three-peat ever, they're the last pick in the draft, which is essentially a second-round pick, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So at that point, by the third pick, because I also have Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson's not going to be here forever. I got 2 more years of Lane Johnson. Let me get 2 more years of that. And then you know what I do, Hugh? At the end of his prime, because he's still going to be in his prime, I'm going to flip Myles Garrett and get my first-round pick back because I did my three-peat. And then I can reset and do what I need to do, Hugh Douglas. That's how I need to talk to you,
You know what?
Brother.
And you know what's funny, Black Gritty, to your point?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good – it's a good chance. Myles Garrett is one of them cats that's going to play as long as BG played. 15, maybe even 20 years because of the way that he is built. And I could see that. And he's going to be a serviceable player. Because you talk about a guy like Calais Campbell is still in the league. The last time I checked.
Yeah, he is in the Cardinals.
Jadeveon Clowney. Julius Peppers had a long run.
Peppers
in the
NFL. A good comp. Great, great athlete.
And Big Worm, that's what we call a re-up, my brother.
Yeah, the re-up. I hear you. But that makes more sense. That me makes more sense.
They don't know how to talk it to you with the hawker to you. I got you, brother. Now, let me tell you about the last thing, okay? Because I'm a yachtsman. From my child's birth, I told her, I don't care what you do in life, you need to buy me a yacht. Now, our yacht that we could afford, us on the radio listening, it starts at $2 million. That's the base price for a yacht. That's a small yacht, 50 foot. I don't want much, okay? Jerry Jones's yacht is about $250 million. It costs him $20,000 a week to run it, whether he's on it or not, because you have to keep it staffed and keep it furnished properly. What he should do is rent it out. His real problem is that he's ghetto rich, where he's out here waiting so long to pay your quarterback, and you're paying him at the top price instead of paying him early like we do. So, yeah, he's broke Bag Mountain up there because he don't know how to handle his money. And his kids is just over that they get a little check before he passes away and squanders it all on young women in helicopters. I love you guys. Happy Halloween. And
happy Halloween.
Sell my money, Hugh. Let's go get this Garrett. You know what I mean? 2 seconds of the first, baby. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Happy Halloween, Black Ray. See? Oh, yeah. I guess it was just semantics for you, Douglas.
Well, it is, because it's like when you talk about giving up 3 first-round draft picks, that's to me, that's the future of your franchise.
But like Black Reddy said, it'll be the last pick in the first round. That's basically a second-round pick.
No, I hear you.
The future is now, Douglas.
Yeah, I hear you. But what about those other couple picks that you potentially
that might be busts anyway.
Are we forgetting that we are the second youngest team in the NFL right now?
We've clearly forgotten that, yeah.
What? We just get too obsessed with draft picks. They're like, we have no idea what they are. It could be Quinion Mitchell. It could be Jalen Reagor. But it's a draft pick.
But see, here's the problem with that thinking, Kyle. And you're right to a certain extent because it's a crapshoot, right? You're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
But the dice are in my hand to roll. Like when you take away those draft picks, you're taking away the dice.
Sure, but you're getting Miles Garrett.
I can get the $100,000.
No,
versus the dice,
but you're taking, but I would rather have a dice because I might have a couple hundred dollars in my pocket.
You would rather take the dice than $100,000.
But what if I'm rolling sevens right out the gate and I get me another?
You won't
Hall of
even
Famer.
Put a bucket of candy out for Halloween,
see,
and you're going to tell me you would rather take the dice than the $100,000?
Now we're making it personal. We ain't talking about my personal preferences and how I spend my money.
Yes, we are.
No,
it's not even your money. Someone gave you a bag of candy yesterday to put out.
I would rather have a dice in my hand.
No, you
wouldn't.
Is this the same guy?
Looking for Lil' Joe.
You're lying.
Wait a second. Did I forget this?
I forgot what
Did I forget this? Aren't you the same guy that 2 weeks ago left your house close to midnight to cross state lines to try to cash out a parlay?
I don't remember having that.
And you're talking about holding the dice in your hand, you will get out of your house at midnight to take $5.
I don't recall that conversation.
I remember it vividly.
You telling me you would rather take the dice than the $100,000 straight up is just a lie.
I don't recall having that conversation.
Yeah, we all remember it pretty vividly. Pretty vividly.
Okay, and a Yakata?
Yeah.
Arthur Blank's Yakata cost $180
million. $180
million? Yeah.
And you talk about us getting a yacht.
Yeah, we ain't getting no yacht.
Radio people don't get yachts. I mean, not in this lifetime.
It's on the market now. I guess he's selling it. He's looking for to replace it with a larger, even more expensive vessel. Good googly.
Can't be many suitors. Like, how many people could have, like, there's got to be like 10 people out there that could afford it.
Wait a minute. Hold up, though. But here's appreciated. He bought it for $180. He's asking $200 for it.
Oh, they appreciate?
I guess his did.
Yeah. Like maybe it's like a house. Boy, it just appreciates as time goes
crazy.
On. Yeah, I don't know about all that. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. We got a lot to do in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here on the Myles Garrett thing, the Bryce Harper situation. I think Jason Kelce was spot on. It was the point of Dombrowski questioning and trusting if Harper could ever get back to that really set him off. And I do think Dombrowski has really done a number here to turn the conversation away from him. Nobody in 3 weeks has said, yeah, maybe we needed better players to beat the Dodgers. No, it's like, they were right there. And Bryce Harper, screw you. That's what Dombrowski started that conversation. Dombrowski also didn't do enough here and distracted us from it. All right, your phone calls and all this. We'll get to guest the takes in 1 o'clock hour. And We got to unpack a wild phone call that happened on the WIP afternoon show yesterday, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Shots at the morning show?
Pew, pew.
What is going on? All this is coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on a Halloween Friday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.